Money from Bobby, so let you go ahead, Bobby.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, I wasn't going to have anything to say. I was going to set a record. But I wanted to add a little bit to the testimony on the youth organization that we talked about this morning, Youth Outdoors U, it's called. And one of the things that wasn't mentioned, and it's hard to remember everything you want to mention when you're testifying, and I'm sure that happened to Rex, but it's important to know that not one of those kids, not just kids, they're older, younger people, young adults, some of them, and their families pay not one penny for those tests, or for those hunts. Everything is donated, and all the land access is donated, and the person that takes them out hunting is donated. It's an unusual organization. Washingtonians, who I represent, is a corporate member, and we just support that group wholeheartedly. Now, very quickly, just to illustrate to you what it can mean to a young person, one of our daughters used to use Canadian crutches, and she didn't get around very good. She doesn't use them anymore because she had to have a leg amputated, but, you know, she's adjusted to that. But anyhow, we all hunted, and she could shoot, but she was a crack shot. But she wanted to shoot a bear. And this was in the days when we could bait bear. And so we had this really nice, my husband made a nice two-person stand with her ladder going up. But how to get her up there? Well, block and tackle worked fine. And so we put her in a harness, and he pulled her up, and she bounced against the ladder all the way up. And then she crawled onto the platform, and he went up and set her up. And he stayed with her.
Oh, wow.
And got her bear. And so then, but when we took her down, she bounced against the ladder going down. And believe me, that poor little body earned that bear.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was so black and blue. But the bear's name is Barney. And he's mounted in a place on her wall in their home. But it meant all the world to her. It meant so much that when she first started nagging her dad about it, he told her she had to lose 40 pounds. And she did. And then on top of it, as a bonus, she shot 2 grouse. So it was a wonderful experience for her. So it means so much to these younger people that are disabled. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I think we were all very taken by that this morning, and we're going to get Rex involved. I mean, I didn't know about the organization, so I think it's a great thing, and yeah, that's the kind of stuff that we should really support, and I think you see the support coming from us here.
I'll see what I can do about the commission, and you can pass it around. Getting a copy of their newsletter,
yeah,
because they have pictures and stories and everything of what they do.
That would be great. Just have it sent to Tammy.
To Tammy.
Yeah, no, I would. I think we would all welcome learning more, mm-hmm, and engaging more.
Great.
Thank you. I agreed to this earlier, so.
Yeah, it took me 3 hours to drive down here. So
yes. No, I agreed to this earlier, so that. Because you couldn't make it this morning.
Yeah, there was no way.
So put the 3-minute timer on. And
absolutely. And I'm Martha Jordan, and I'm actually with the Northwest Swan Conservation Association. But I'm so glad I came for this presentation, because in 1985, I did write the first impact statement on this very issue. And it's a long story, had sort of a happy ending. But out of it came the oystermen. As you so well articulated, Miranda Wecker, they are a driving force. And as a result of my getting to know the issue, We ended up saving 700 acres of interdunal wetland at the north end of the peninsula and saving a lot of the water quality of Willapa Bay. And we're continuing to do that very process. And as a result, it's just been a real community effort and a big effort because of crimes that were committed by some of the less ethical people on the peninsula. But I also came to say that I really appreciate being a part of both the Enforcement Advisory Committee and also on the Snoqualmie Wildlife Area Citizens Committee. And we're going to be having a big meeting April 11th. And one of the issues that's really near and dear to my heart is the wildlife areas in this state are very important to all of us. And as we continue this juggernaut of urbanization and public use of areas, one of the big conflicts that we're having is people walking their dogs off-leash in our wildlife areas. And the disturbance to the wildlife has become extreme in some cases, especially in the Stillwater, Crescent Lake, and others. And it's not just about dog training for hunting dog training, which I have no problem with, but it is the people who come and just let Fluffy run. And this winter, it has escalated into a very, very serious problem, not only for swan disturbance, but for elk, bear. And if we do not have wildlife areas where wildlife can come and congregate, and we feed them, we produce habitat for them on these wildlife areas, we plant crops for them on the wildlife areas, and then we just let Fluffy run. And so the landowners, the elk conflicts happen more, the bear conflicts happen more, because the wildlife have no safe haven to go outside of these zones. And it is becoming a very big issue. And I know that that many dog owners are writing and complaining, and here's my last statement. They're wildlife areas. They're not off-leash dog parks. And I will support that. And I've got dogs. I train dogs. I do hunting issues. And I have a wildlife working dog. And boy, this winter, we are doing some studies now with Brian Baim at Crescent Lake, and sometimes it's 700 dogs a day. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Martha. And with that, we will conclude the April 8th meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We will reconvene tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.